It is time for us to bring in Mike Cossey and check sports. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
All right. So I went to bed last night and knowing that I think the Dallas Cowboys hired the right guy for what they need. I don't know Mike McCarthy, how he's going to get along with Jerry Jones, but I think that sooner or later he won't have to worry about that. Jerry Jones' son will take over. But with what Dallas has at hand, I think that this was a great move by the Cowboys.
I think it's a big sign for them, and there's no reason why the Cowboys shouldn't win the NFC East easily next year.
I think you're right. I just with all the tools they have at hand, deployed properly, it should be barring injury or something really bizarre.
Oh, that goes standard for any team.
They should be considered not only I would think to the NFC East, but also possibly to fight for the NFC in general. But anyways, that was a good hire for them. It was a very good hire for them. You know what? That's the perfect fit for him. He didn't want to go into a rebuilding program. He wanted to go into a team that was ready, and there couldn't have been a better fit for him, plain and simple.
Well, I don't know what his thoughts were about going to a rebuilding team or not, but he is probably the best coach that was on the market, and the Cowboys got him.
Yep. All right, so that's the first thing. Of course, the Rams fired defensive coordinator Wade Phillips. I don't know how that's going to change their fortunes, but that's what happened in the NFL yesterday.
Yeah, their weak spot this year was their offense.
Yeah,
not their defense. Yeah. The quarterback didn't play well. They fell behind early by not scoring a lot. It was just the opposite of the year before when their offense was flying. Their defense played well, but when you don't score points, you can't win. So I guess it was either the head coach or the defensive coordinator, and Phillips lost. And I would say that they're going to blame his age on it.
Well, you know, he's always been a good defensive coordinator, always.
Yeah.
Wherever he's gone. His head coaching, he's been okay, but much better a defensive coordinator. So I think he's still got a little life left of him in the NFL. I really do. I think
he'll get picked up somewhere.
Yeah, I think so. So the UConn women, you know, are back at number one. You know that, right?
No.
Yeah, they went back. Remember when you told me that they weren't rated number one about a month ago? They're back there now. They said enough of this fooling around. Enough of this.
I couldn't tell you top three women teams. I couldn't tell you.
Well, you could tell one. You could always tell one.
Well, yeah, but at the beginning of the year, I would be wrong.
They were in the top three, weren't they? Oh, no, they were four.
I don't think so.
No, they were number four. You're right. Well, the Knicks got back to normal. They've lost in a row. The Rangers, I think, have lost three games in a row. So the New York sports news continues unabated. Unabated, I say.
And the Islanders won yesterday, 1-0. So they're still playing well.
Yeah, they're doing really good. So now, you know, I wish these people would stop talking about Tom Brady already. Jeez, the season just ended. Let's just wait.
There's a lot of hatred for him, so yeah. They don't want to let it go yet.
Hey, you know, listen. First of all, whether you like him or not, he's arguably, if not the top quarterback in the history of the NFL, he's right there. And there's no one close to him other than maybe some legends of the game. So that's that. And also,
what does that make him?
That makes him one of the legends of the game. I do. I think
exactly.
I think that give it a rest. The Patriots wound up the year 12-4, 12-5 after they lost. I wrote back to a friend of mine yesterday. I would have given my right leg for the Giants to wind up 12-4 and lose in the first round of the playoffs. Do you realize, and I'm a Giant fan, since the 1990s, how many times have the Giants had 12 wins in a season?
Not a lot.
Three since 1990. Three.
Well, here's the one thing you got to just look at. Over 20 years, who has won more games, been and won more Super Bowls than Tom Brady?
And no one.
Nobody.
Zippo.
So. In the history of the sport, nobody.
So I'm just saying, give the guy a break. Let the season end. His season's over. And start worrying about what he's going to do when he decides to announce what he's going to do.
And in this fantasy slash flag football era that we're in, how many teams have been consistently good as the Patriots? How many have been that good as the Patriots over the last 20 years? Zero.
Yeah.
So all it is people don't like them. It has nothing to do with anything else except the personal dislike. So they can't see the forest because of the trees. So they'll just continue to pick on Tom Brady. And if he plays somewhere next year and he, God forbid, doesn't win, all the 20 years of success that he's had will be flushed down the toilet because people don't like him.
All right. And of course, I know you'll love this announcement. Antonio Brown announced yesterday that he's only playing with Tom Brady in 2020.
Oh, so him, I guess him and Tom Brady are tight.
Unbelievable.
If they were tight, he would have been playing for New England this year.
I know, unbelievable.
The guy's living in a fantasy world.
Yeah, anyways. So anyways, anything else that you want to talk about?
Yeah. I think that the Giants missed a big opportunity by passing on McCarthy.
I don't think they passed on McCarthy. I think they wanted him, but McCarthy looked at the two operations right now, side
by
side.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's true or not. I really don't.
They met with him.
I don't know.
They met with him for almost 8 hours the other day, and it wasn't like a two-hour meeting. It was like an eight-hour meeting. But then he went to, come on, if you're going to be a coach and you're Mike McCarthy and you've been in a Super Bowl and you've got 70% of your seasons are winning seasons, and at this given time, and I'm a Giant fan, anybody who doesn't know this, I'm a Giant fan, you look at the two organizations lined up side by side, there's only one negative to the Dallas Cowboys situation. Only
Jerry
one.
Jones.
Jerry Jones. That's it. You look at the Giants side, the general manager is a negative situation. The defense is a negative situation. Everybody except your quarterback and the running back are a negative situation.
Well, that's where I was going, because now they're going to interview this guy from Baylor. Nothing against the guy from Baylor, but your coaching experience is at Baylor and Temple. Is that the guy that the Giants want to get to run this team? Or is that what the GM wants to get to run this team? Because then the GM can say, well, you know, we hired the wrong guy. It's not my fault again.
Well, anyways, that's why when you're Mike McCarthy, it's kind of like if you're the Knicks and you're the Knicks and you're lining up to try to bring in this free agent talent.
Nobody wants to play there.
No, not when you've got all these other teams that are better run. It's not even that it's New York City. It's just that they're run crummily. You don't want to work for this team.
But the thing that I'm getting at is, and it's no animosity against the Giants. It's just stating the fact. They hired this guy from Baylor. You're already looking at the 2021 season.
Yeah, no.
Because they're not going to do nothing. The GM is a bum, and you're bringing in a coach who has no experience, and you're putting him in New York. Good night, Irene.
No, I agree with you 100%. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see what happens with that. I've been disappointed in the past.
I say they hired a guy from Baylor because there's nobody left.
There's other people out there. There's plenty of other people out there.
Oh, Wade Phillips?
No. There's plenty of other young coaches out there. In the league.
But we both agreed the Giants don't need a young coach. They needed an established coach that can run an organization.
Well,
there's none of those left.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what they pull out of their hat or what they pull out of their, you know what.
I don't know. I lived down, you know, where Vince Lombardi's buried.
Yeah.
I saw Mara driving into the cemetery yesterday, so maybe he's going to go dig him up.
Or maybe just go live at the Vince Lombardi Service Center on the turnpike.
He's going to sit in front of the tombstone and look for advice.
All right. That's our check on Tombstones, Sports, and the Giants.
There you go. And I'm going to say it every day. The championship game for college should have been played last night.
Absolutely. There was some other dumbass game on.
Yeah, I was shocked to see that there was another football game on. It was two teams that I don't think I've even heard of.
I think it was the Ragamont Rugrats and against the Tulane Tigers or something. It was just horrible. It was I turned it right off. There could have been only one thing worse with that game last night if Booger McFarland was doing the play-by-play.
Think he's finally going to get fired?
I hope so. I don't have anything against the guy. He seems like a nice guy.
Oh, I have nothing against him either. He's a bum.
He sounds like he'd be fun to talk to at a party and stuff like that and hang around.
Yep.
But he's just not a good announcer at all. He's terrible.
No good for that.
All right, Mike. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.